Idaho's only rock station, KBAR 101. It's Victor Wilt, and in studio with me today, got a very special guest, the man himself responsible for the Melaleuca Freedom Celebration each year, Melaleuca CEO Frank Vandersloot. Thanks for coming and hanging out with me.
Good morning, Victor. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. I was a little bummed I didn't get to hang out with you last year, so very exciting to have you in again. Thank you for stopping by.
Well, I'm really glad to be here, and we're really excited about this year. You know, we had a great show planned for last year, but COVID shut us down. And even after COVID was coming, we had this great other idea of shooting them off from the mountain where everybody could see them from their own home. But we weren't able to pull it off. The fire department was too concerned about, you know, starting fires. So I think they gave us good advice, but we promised we'd be back bigger than ever. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, I can't imagine bigger and better than the ones I've been to in the past, because I've never seen a fireworks show like the ones you've done in the past with the Melaleuca Freedom Celebration.
You're going to see. Well, we always say it's going to be bigger because it always is. We always up it up a little bit from last year. That's been since the beginning. So every year we have more shells in the air, more firepower. And of course, now we've moved to Snake River Landing, which means we can have much larger shells as well as more shells. And we measure what we do and we announce what we do. A lot of shows are private, but we get the numbers out there in front of folks so that people can know for sure that we're not exaggerating. When we say largest show west of the Mississippi, this is definitely verified, documented, the largest show west of the Mississippi. We know of only three shows in the nation that might have more shells than we do.
Wow. Well, I know from years past, you mentioned Snake River Landing. I've never been to a show with the experience like that. I mean, the place is built for the fireworks show, and it's intense when you're there. It's in your face. I mean, it's as cool as it gets.
You feel the ground shake. So Snake River Landing is the place to be. We're grateful for Ball Ventures. You know, they've made a tremendous investment of hundreds of thousands of dollars to create the only venue of its kind, an amphitheater designed specifically for the fireworks show. There's nothing like it anywhere in the world that we know of, certainly not in this country. We're really grateful for them providing that for us, and that's the place to be. You will feel it. The ground will shake. I mean, it's like you are in the event, these gigantic shells bursting right over your head. And if you're watching across town, you're going to miss 90% of the show. Really, you are. So you got to be there.
Oh, yeah. The first year, I mean, I could not believe it. It was so intense. I was like, this is amazing. So bigger and better than ever this year. One thing that I read in the press release with the fireworks is you guys also will be featuring primarily American-made fireworks.
You know, I don't know if people know this, but fireworks were invented in China, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And so most of the fireworks have always come from China. They're surely the cheapest, and they're good at what they do. But we're an American company. We're celebrating America. We are in America, and we have a really, really great fireworks company that's developed some really special effects here in America. They cost anywhere from 25% to twice as much as the Chinese ones, but they're also that much better. And we're going all American this year. We have a couple shells that might not be American, but the majority of the show is going to be American made. And I don't think that's ever happened in this country before either that I know of, not a show of this size. So we're excited about that.
And I've read that, you know, American fireworks, they have unique colors, you know, can just be a little bit bolder and brighter. They, you know, handmade, put a lot of more effort than you might get from the mass manufactured ones overseas.
The colors are really vibrant, and they have some really neat special effects. And besides that, the show itself, you take all of these special effects. This show was designed specifically for us by some real experts, some award-winning experts. We're ramping it up this year. You be there. You'll see.
Yeah, if you've never seen the Melaleuca Freedom Celebration, everything is tied together with a soundtrack that airs on Classy 97, our sister station, and it's synced up together. It's just so amazing. I mean, how precise are the fireworks matching up with the music?
Within a couple hundredths of a second, we use the finest technology. The Olympics uses this technology.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's synced within a few hundredths of a second, note for note, shell for shell. It's all choreographed. If you don't listen to the soundtrack, you're not getting the message. So our intent here is to pay tribute to the over million men and women who've given their lives for this country. And, you know, we take freedom for granted. Well, it wasn't free. People, families paid a tremendous price. So we pay tribute to those men and women and to their families. It's 31 minutes. Doesn't seem like enough for the price they paid. but hopefully will go away. If you listen to this message and you have your kids there, we're trying to teach the history of America. We'll have moments of history. We try to teach what freedom is all about and why we're celebrating this day, because we live in a real special country. This country has led the world in freedom. Now there are other countries that have freedom because of this country, but before America, freedom didn't exist like we know it today, and we think it should be celebrated, and we think we ought to pay tribute because it didn't come free.
Absolutely, and the message that comes across with the soundtrack you mentioned to the show, it definitely hits you, especially amidst everything that's going on. It's a very powerful performance. Can't recommend enough, like you said, that people get the full experience down at Snake River Landing with the soundtrack synced up. And you've got the big array of speakers out there. So if you're on site, you're going to get the full experience. You don't need to have the little radio next to you if you're on location.
We have over 100 speakers on site to make sure that everybody can hear the soundtrack. I think this is the way to do it. This is a way to celebrate America. We hope that you come out and join us.
I don't know if you'll answer it, but how much does it cost to put on a fireworks show like that?
The cost is nothing compared to the price that these men and women gave.
Absolutely. Well, again, can't thank you enough for what you do to throw this together every year, Frank. If you're looking for more information on the Melaleuca Freedom Celebration, you've got the website with all kinds of different information people can check out, freedomcelebration.com. Recommend people check out the maps for how to get in and out. Back when it was over on the river downtown, it can be a little tricky to get in and out of there. You guys have figured out the perfect traffic flow. Like, I couldn't believe it the first year I left. Like, I made it home so quickly compared to, you know, when I was younger.
Well, kudos to the Idaho Falls Police Department. They figured it out now. We're grateful for the city of Idaho Falls for providing both fire consultation and traffic control. They go all out and do that. Traffic will be moving better than ever. They've got it figured out now. They know where to hold the traffic and make it move so that that traffic flow can help people get home. We're just really proud of how many things have come together, how the community's come together, how this event's going to come off.
Well, I'm so excited again for the return. Thank you again, Frank, for everything you do for our community with this event, for the armed forces of the United States to pay tribute. It's an amazing show. For anybody who's new to the area, we got a lot of new people who've been moving into the area. You've got to go check it out. I mean, the biggest show west of the Mississippi. That's no lie.
It's not an exaggeration. It is documented. The largest show west of the Mississippi.
Well, thank you again, Melaleuca CEO Frank Vandersloot. Love having you in studio. And we will see you Saturday, Snake River Landing, July 3rd. Get the full scoop at freedomcelebration.com.